Hi there. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week on Progressive Radio Network. Yep. Real news. Yeah, it's not a question of real news or fake news. It's propaganda or not, you know. And that's all this other mainstream media is, just propaganda outlets. Yep. All you have to do is go to the Cartoon News Network, CNN. Yep. It's a joke. Top stories. Top stories. CNN brought Clinton's new memoir and read it overnight. A top story. Hey, you lost. No, she's coming back. I've never seen this in my life. Elections over what? Almost a year ago? You know, what was this? September, October, November? 2 months? CNN bought Clinton's new memoir and read it overnight. She'll sit down for first TV interview since election loss. Clinton consumed with Russian meddling. She writes a new book. This is, you can see it for yourself, top stories. What do I care? What do I care what she said? What do I care of a book? You lost. What's going on there? We keep breaking into music coming in. Anyway, she lost the election. And here's the top story. Defiant Clinton looks to explain loss in new memoir. And then they got this clown, Mouse Blitzer, shooting his fat mouth off about it. Let me tell you why you lost, Hillary. Because people can't stand you. Because you're an arrogant... Hey, could you guys fix this over here? music keeps cutting in. The reason you lost is because you're an arrogant, warmongering, lying, sellout, fraud, like the rest of you. Look what your negative ratings were in the 60s. And they keep making a big deal about this. This is, I'm talking about, it's not about fake news. It's about junk news. It's about moron news. It's about propaganda. And then they bring in all these experts to shoot their fat mouths off as to this or that about why and how. You lost. The divided states of America, they've divided us. Again, I'm no Trump fan, but after every election, it used to be, all right, you don't like who won, but that's who won, and now we have to support the president and unify. Nope. We're not. A roared, aggrieved Hillary Clinton takes ownership, to a degree, for her stunning 2016 loss to Donald Trump in her upcoming book, which offers a revealing look at the campaign through the eyes of the contest losers. This is the major story. Hey, what's going on over there in Myanmar? Myan who? Hey, what about Yemen? How about the murder being committed with the help of the United States on the most innocent, on innocent people in the poorest country in the Middle East? Yeah, but CNN purchased the book. What happened? Simon & Schuster, 494 pages. From a Jacksonville, Florida bookstore week before its widespread release. Breaking news, breaking news. Hey, how about what's going on over there in Guatemala? They brought that president back to bring him up for trial, huh? Hey, things are lovely down in Venezuela. Hey, what's going on in South Africa? Poof. How about Zimbabwe? It's okay to kill them white plantation owners, he says. Yep. Nah, no news. How about the markets? Boop, boop, beep, boop, beep, 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 beep. Don't say a word. The defeated presidential contender offers a patchwork of explanations of what exactly did happen last year, some of which she insists were outside her control, and some she concedes were her own fault. I go back over my own shortcomings and the mistakes we made. I take responsibility for all of them. You're a disgusting human being. How about that? You're a murderer. The Libyan war, you loved that one, didn't you? No, I know you liked the Afghan war better than that. No, you liked the Iraq war. Yeah, you and your husband, too. That other Iraq war when he was bombing the joint every 3 days. Hey, you like them GMOs, all you liberals, huh? Yeah, the Clintons gave you them. In a voice that swings from defiant to conciliatory, at rare moments, deeply vulnerable. At rare moments, deeply vulnerable. You mean at rare moments, a human being. She's a psychopath and a sociopath. How about that? That's this book. A book by a sociopath and a psychopath. Here she goes. But Clinton finds ample blame to go around. Remember, Progressive Radio Network. It's not about real news or fake news. It's about news, not junk news. This is the garbage that's the top story in CNN. North Korea's out of the news. Not a word. Yeah, maybe you'll find something there. I shouldn't say that. And here's what she goes. The book also oozes with contempt for Trump, the campaign he ran, and the president he has become. But you know what the big thing is? The Russians. He blames the Russians. Yep. In a lengthy middle section, Clinton unpacks Russia's meddling in the election, openly wondering whether a more forceful public response from then President Barack Obama could have changed matters. Obama said, right before he left office, that there was no evidence. There's never been a shred of evidence. Nothing. But here's the way CNN, even though there's no evidence, they keep promoting the Russian lie. And here's what she said. And she describes her regret at not facing Russian leader Vladimir Putin as a U.S. president, a form of vengeance she can now only imagine. A form of vengeance she can now only imagine. Isn't it wonderful to be a vengeful person? And it makes perfect sense. because when they kill somebody they don't like Osama bin Laden, and again, not one shred of proof that he had anything to do with 9/11, even though that other lying, low-life piece of garbage, Colin Powell, when he was Secretary of State under George Bush, said he was going to provide us with proof that bin Laden was involved with 9/11 and didn't show a shred of evidence. Just like that lying, low life of an arrogant human being, Colin Powell, lied us into the Iraq War. You remember them weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. You remember that little vial of colon crap that he showed the UN as proof that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. I'm mentioning this again because vengeance is an okay word. Just like justice means when you kill somebody that you don't like. Like Obama, the Nobel piece of crap prize president, after Osama bin Laden was allegedly killed, we weren't allowed to see him. We dumped him in the ocean in respect for Muslim tradition. Yeah, they all dump him in the ocean. Anyway, Obama bragged that we brought him to justice. And now the little low-life, slimy people, the CNN and Clinton, of course, a form of vengeance you can now only imagine. So vengeance and justice. Yep. Quote, there's nothing I was looking forward to more than showing Putin that his efforts to influence our election and install a friendly puppet had failed, she writes. See, that's what she looked forward to the most. How about this for a sick woman, huh? Yeah. And that's not being sexist. If it was a man, I would say a sick man. Oh, no, but you're not allowed to say a sick woman. Yeah, not in this society. You can't call a spade a spade. Yeah, I do. I could care less about your political correctness. Shove it. There's nothing political correct about anything political. Because this is the kind of woman that pits men against women. Yep. And that's why she goes on to say about Putin, that he disrespects women. How do you know? What do you know? No, but you throw out the cheap shot. Yep. She was such a coward, she couldn't even appear before all her fans at the Javits Center. The coward that she looked most forward to doing was to confront Vladimir Putin. I know he must be enjoying everything that's happened instead, but he hasn't had the last laugh yet. She's a psychopath. By their words, you shall know them along with their deeds. He hasn't had the last laugh yet. A friendly puppet. God forbid we should be on friendly terms with Russia. And now the neocons are making sure that that's not happening. You saw what they did. In 2 days, they made the Russians evacuate embassies. 2 days. 2 day notice. Imagine somebody coming into your house and giving you a 2 day notice that you have to leave and we're taking it over. 2 day notice against international law. The little slimy lowlifes on the CNNers don't do this in detail, though. No, that's too much to do. The Cartoon News Network. Little cast of freaks. And that's why Progressive Radio Network. Yep. In the same manner she has remained by her husband's side, Clinton writes, she's intent on remaining in public life. Oh, no. I've had enough of her and Bill, and I never want to see a Chelsea. 320 million people in this country. I got to see this faccia brute every day and keep hearing from her? Quote, there were plenty of people hoping that I would just disappear. But here I am. Yeah, I was one of those people that were hoping you would just disappear because I'm sick and tired of you and the rest telling us how to run and ruin our lives. Capiche? Who you think you are? Progressive Radio Network having some technical difficulties over here. They can't seem to straighten out. If anybody wants to call in, it's 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. Yeah, it is really, you know, you guys got this act together over here. So, moving on. The economy. How about the markets yesterday, huh? Yep. You took a hit. But they're back. Dow's up again. And so exactly what we've been saying is going to be correction, but not a crash. All this hatred that the media is selling has diverted the attention of the people from what's really going on around the world and on the economy. And you could hate Trump, but it's bigger than that. It's cheap money, and they're just going to keep dumping it into the system. As long as interest rates stay low, and the central banks around the world, the six of them that are holding on to $15 trillion worth of debt that they accumulated to keep the markets going, unwinds that, the markets are going to keep going up. Will there be a correction? We are forecasting a 10% correction, not a crash. Look what's going on around the world. But again, there is no world in America. It's only the Clinton world and the stupid world. And hate the Russian world. China's GDP up in the last quarter's report, almost 7%, 6.9%. Even in India, where they called in all the dough on election day in the United States on November 8th, 2016. And a demonetization-driven cash crunch really hurt the economy, along with the rollout of the goods and service tax, hurt manufacturing and production. Their economy still posted a 5.7% gain. So here we are in the United States. They readjusted the last quarter GDP 3%. We'll be lucky to grow at 2% for the year. It's still growth. It's a global world, but the United States and the stupid media is only tied into what we have. In terms of hatred, bigotry, and politics, and propaganda. It's a very important element as trend forecasts as we look at globally, and that's commodity prices. They've rallied more than 30% from their lows in 2015, almost 2016, it was late 2015. And one of them is copper. They call it Dr. Copper because it's reputed to have a PhD in economics. Yeah, because you use copper in so many different things. You know, from technology world to the industrial world. It's widespread use in most sectors of all industry. It's up nearly 60% from its low last year. And just in the last couple of months, it spiked another 20%. We're not looking for a market crash. Yes, there are bubbles. There are some real estate bubbles, but they're mostly in major cities. It's not nationwide. There are real estate bubbles in China and Australia, but that's not affecting the global marketplace. You don't have that subprime mortgage crisis building. You have a subprime auto crisis, but that's, you know, very small compared to the subprime mortgage crisis and all the dirty dealings going on. So, what does this say about gold prices? Well, if the economies keep growing stronger, gold prices will go down because the stronger the global economies go, the higher the interest rates increase. And the higher the interest rates increase, the lower the price of gold because it costs money to hold a non-yielding asset, such as gold. And being that gold is priced in dollars, the higher the dollar goes, the more it costs to buy gold. If you're paying for it with dollars. But the price goes down. The higher the dollar, the weaker the gold. But the dollar is now down 10% from Election Day. And that's one of the reasons why you're seeing gold prices so strong. And the other one, again, is, and I've talked about this before, we're seeing gold at 1345, a year high, is that at the Fed meeting in Jackson Hole, the dark hole, the street was waiting to hear from Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen about the prospects of whether or not they were going to raise interest rates again this year and how much. Nothing. All she did was blab on about, and that Trump administration wants to get away, get rid of some of those regulations we put in place following the panic of 08. Worthless regulations. Goes back to the Clintons. Who destroyed the Glass-Steagall Act? Bill Clinton. That was the act that would have prevented the panic of 08. That allowed the banks to become gamblers. You had to bail them out, too, like the Goldman Sachs gang when they made that bad bet. That insurance company, yep. You had commercial. Remember, when I was a kid, banking was a boring business. I used to like close at 3 p.m. And then they got into, quote, investments, gambling. And when that changed, everything changed. Yep. One criminal group after another, the Bloods and the Crips, people like to call them, the Democrats and Republicans, murderers and thieves. So as we look at the global economy, which the nation does not do because I just spent 15 minutes talking about how they're so fixated on the Russians hacking the Democratic National Committee and still pumping up Hillary Clinton, who lost because she's Hillary, had nothing to do with the Russians. And if they did hack it, again, what did they show? What criminals the Clintons are? Billionaires, that Clinton fund, right? All that money from Saudi Arabia, and Clinton talking about Vladimir Putin not liking women. Yeah, they dress wonderfully over there in Saudi Arabia. They got the latest styles. And someday they're going to allow them to drive their own car. Maybe. Look at all the dough that they gave the Clintons. And she took it. A disgusting human being. That's why you lost, Hillary. Could you swallow that? Yep. So, gold is also going up because of the Korean tensions. Gold, when it moves on international instability, it's only a temporary hit. Unless, of course, it's if it's a world war or a major war between major powers, then, of course, gold's a different trip. But on these kind of things, gold just moves up and down with the news. And it's really very important in what's going on in North Korea because of also the propaganda being fed by the United States. Again, in their stream to continually hate and whitewash what's really going on. The United States destroyed North Korea during the Korean War, leveled the joint. You look at the pictures, they're all new buildings. It's not like they just started landing there. You know, they've been there a long time. The United States destroyed everything, just like they're doing in Mosul, in Raqqa, and all throughout Iraq and every country that they invade. They bomb it to the ground. On orders from the Hillary Clintons, the Barack Obamas, the Bill Clintons, the George Bushes, and all the other murderers. Americans forget that after World War II, they put a little dictator in there in South Korea, which was run by a dictator for a long time. North Korea wanted one country. The United States didn't want it. North Korea has been wanting to talk with the United States for peace, but the United States is insisting that they get rid of their nuclear weapons first. Oh, yeah, get rid of your guns. You're in a gunfight. Yeah, drop your gun. I'll keep pointing mine at you. You take your holster off, and then I'll shoot you. They're not stupid. They saw what the United States did to Gaddafi and Hussein. And on that note, they said they're going nuclear because they know what's next. The United States has 30,000 troops. Been there, one of my brothers, when they got drafted, went to Korea. They're still there. What are we doing there? We have no business being there. North Korea hasn't invaded any countries. Well, when Obama did, what was he, bombing six of them? Oh, you don't like their leader? I don't like mine. How about all the people that can't stand Trump? Does that mean another nation has the right to come in here and overthrow our nation because they don't like the way our government is treating us? They're a threat. They got missiles. You got more missiles and bombs than anybody combined, 10 times, 100 times over. They're not allowed. Hey, I believe in the Second Amendment. Right to bear arms. That doesn't mean I'm going to use it. If I have to, I will. I can't protect myself. I want to read you a statement to show you how sick all this is. This is in yesterday's Wall Street Journal. North Korea crisis heats up. Goes on to say, South Korea warned Monday that North Korea appears to be preparing to test another intercontinental ballistic missile. And the U.S. told the United Nations that the regime, quote, is begging for war. Why are they begging for war if they're testing missiles? The United States is testing missiles all the time. Okay for Israel to test missiles? How about the UK? What about Canada? Can they test missiles? How about Germany? No, not there. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, another disgusting human being. Again, nothing to do with men or women, just human beings. Called for, quote, the strongest possible measures against North Korea at an emergency meeting of the Security Council. China's U.S. ambassador said that China and Russia proposed for North Korea to suspend its military and nuclear program. You ready for this? They're telling, the Chinese are telling North Korea to suspend its military and nuclear program in exchange for the United States suspending military exercises in the Korean Peninsula to pave the way for direct negotiations. Okay. So China and Russia are saying to North Korea, look, stop shooting these damn missiles off. And we'll get the United States to stop dropping bombs near your border, as they did last week, to stop these massive military drills that are basically drills in preparation if we ever have to, if they ever want to invade your country. We will tell the United States to go home and stop antagonizing you with these drills, and in turn, you're going to stop shooting off these damn missiles, all right? Sounds reasonable to me. What do you think? And you know the motto of the Trends Journal, think for yourself. So all you listeners, sound reasonable to you? Well, here's what our moronic lowlife of the UN ambassador responded. And I say that lowlife, and I put her in the category of all the rest. The Schumers, the Pelosis, the McConnells, the Grahams, the McCains, the Ryans, the Feinsteins, the Cuomos, the Christies, the political lowlifes that everybody loves to bow down to and suck up to. So I'm not just picking out Nikki Haley. Her response to the Chinese ambassador's request that the United States and South Korea and Japan stop these massive drills in turn for North Korea to stop its missile launches. She replied that that proposal was, quote, insulting. Insulting. It's insulting that you represent us. Where are all the protesters out there? Everybody, the front page news. The front page news about the immigration issues. Yep. All the protesters out there. Yep. Where are the protests against war? Where are they? Can anybody show me? We get virtually very little support for www.occupypeace.us. It's only about us. All the news coming out about the immigration issue. Front page stories. Where are all you liberal demonstrators, you so-called progressives? And by the way, I am totally opposed to new immigrants coming into the country. And again, think for yourself. Until we get our house back in order, like they did during the Great Depression. Relatives from Italy couldn't come here till well into the 60s. We can't take care of our own. Dreamers program ended. Yep. He would end the program that shields undocumented immigrants who entered the U.S. as children. Again, is this a big issue to me? No, it's not. But again, that's the major issue right now. And all of a sudden, it becomes everybody's major issue. We just celebrated on Monday Labor Day. It's not Labor Day. It's Labor Day. That's right. We are the laborers. We don't have health care, but boy, look at the taxes that we, the laborers, pay. It's Labor Day. That's all we are. Nothing more. nothing more. Look what we work for. Look what we slave for. That's all we are. We're free slaves. It's labor a day. We work all our lives. Look at the taxes we pay. School taxes. We got this superintendent over here in Kingston, New York, an outright liar. An outright liar. I made a bid on a building a number of years ago. He said the bid was never sent. And we have certified mail and other lies. This guy's making over $200,000 a year for a lousy, stinking school system. And all of these pensions and benefits we pay these public employees. You know why they get these public these pensions and benefits at these rates? Because of the Democratic parties, political parties that get them to vote for them because they give them something back. Labor Day, not Labor Day. All we do is work. Happy Labor Day. This special day, all us slaves who work all our lives are to be thankful for enriching our political overlords. Nancy Pelosi, Feinstein, Ryan. These people never worked a day in their lives. Been sucking off the public tit their whole lives. Look at the lifestyle they live. Look at the arrogance of who they are. They don't worry about anything. And all their little low-life aides that suck up and bow down to them. And I was there. I saw it firsthand as the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. A guy opening the door. A sergeant at arms so some fat slob could walk through. And my friends would follow him and pull out the chair and help him sit down. We pay for that. We the slaves on Labor Day. We ought to be thankful on Labor Day for enriching our political overlords, the Democrats and Republicans. Again, most who have never worked a day in their lives who steal our money in the name of taxes so they could continue to live in the lifestyle that they've been accustomed to. We got to rename it. Habu from Wisconsin, how are you? Come in, Habu.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you, Habu?
Thank you. Fine, thank you. Just a quick couple of points. It's such a sad thing about what happened in with Hurricane Harvey in Houston. But even the military person that was attached to Katrina rescue, his name is Russell Honoré, I think Sergeant General. He criticized the lackluster effort by the U.S. Army with all its vehicles and means to assist people. And this just shows how one-sided this whole war-making machine is. They can't even deal with the guerrillas in the Taliban. They can't even deal with civil rescues, and this is going to be increasingly on the forefront with the climate changes. And yet, you know, they bring the National Guard 2-3 days late. By the time they get started, it's almost like people are hanging by the rafters.
Again, what do you expect? Everything they do, they're failures at. Name me successes from the government. I just went through the school system. Look at our healthcare system. What do they... The military has not won a war since World War II. And people say, well, the Russians won. Yeah, the Russians won in some parts. The United States won in other parts. They haven't won anything. They're losers. All of the government operations are run by losers. and we the laborers pay for it. They're a bunch of losers. By their deeds you shall know them. So that's what we got going on. What do you expect?
Yes, completely inflexible, head in the sand, and, you know, just spending our money like drunken sailors. But let me just get to my second point, and I'll make it very quick. I somewhat disagree with you about accepting what Russia and China said about North Korea stopping its nuclear testing. I don't know that the province of nuclear weapons should only be, you know, the five nations and a couple of others. I think North Korea has the nuclear weapons for deterrence. It's and we've seen how the Trump had changed his mind on Iran, the recent agreement with Iran. So there's no guarantee that once and the only leverage that North Korea has are its nuclear weapons, and these are defensive, really, as a deterrent, not offensive. They're using the same rhetoric that Trump has been using, so that's okay with me. But I don't believe that North Korea really wants to be offensive, because the next day they will be turned into a glassy parking lot.
Well, I agree with you. But I'm just saying, what right does the United States have to be there? What China and Russia asked was that North Korea will stop if the United States stops. And Nikki Haley, our ambassador, said that's an insulting proposal.
Well, I fully agree with you. And she does no squat. This is an Indian person who's kind of trying to appear to be a white person, you know. That's the kind of level of complex that she has. But anyway, that aside, I think what North Korea wants, at least from what I've read, is they want the United States to sit down and iron out this armistice once and for all, and let the Korean, the two separate parts of Korea, work out their own arrangements. And as you said, you know, get our troops out of there, because that is a deterrent to anything positive occurring between the U.S. and between the two Koreas.
Habu, I agree with you. And again, let's put it back into perspective. You were just talking about the monumental failure of the United States military in Houston. All they have is a record of failure. And they keep insisting upon doubling down with it. No one ever calls them out. And they refuse to leave their policies. Again, they're both not only the military, but of course the sick people in government that push this through, refuse to admit their failures. And more than that, they're psychopaths. They get off on wars and killing and murder and sickness because they are sick people. So we have sick people making decisions for us. Show me again any the only positive thing I could say from the Obama administration off the top of my head was the Iranian agreement. And now, of course, Trump is trying to scuttle that. And I believe, as I've said before on this station, that that's going to be the next hot spot. They're going to instigate something with Iran. So you got sick people running the show. Well, thank you, Habu.
Yeah, thank you. Have a nice week.
You too. And if any other callers, it's 888-874-4888. So, and he's right. It's a defensive strategy. That's why you have, you know, a gun. You know, it's a defensive strategy. You don't use it for offensive. I said, if somebody tries to kill me, I'll kill them. I'll attack the attacker. But North Korea would be glass if they, he's 100% right. The North says it could cripple U.S. grid. North Korea's threats against the United States now include a tactic long discussed by some experts, an electromagnetic pulse, or EMP, triggered by a nuclear weapon that would aim to shut down the U.S. electricity grid. Yep. I mention that because we've been writing about this for some time. And that is, the next wars are going to be fought with different kinds of weapons of mass destruction, new millennium warfare. Habu mentioned what's going on in Houston. Look how the place, you know, the whole place shuts down. Look at the disaster. Imagine when 9/11 happened, just a few days away, 5 days away. If they hit the nuclear power plant at Indian Point, again, accepting the government lying, which I don't, by the way. I don't know the other, I don't have the knowledge of who brought down the buildings in another way, but I don't believe a thing the government says. Again, think about it. Within 2 days, they blamed Osama bin Laden. Bin Laden said he didn't do it. And now we're hearing Hillary Clinton still talking about the Russians hacked into the system, and 17 agencies can't find out who did it. And this is almost a year later. Actually, more than a year, considering when the hacking happened. But in 2 days, they tell us that Osama bin Laden's group knocked out the World Trade Centers and whacked the Pentagon. But again, going back and looking at, if the United States gets into a war, it's going to be a war that's not going to be fought only with military weapons. Imagine, again, I was ready to leave if they hit nuclear power plant. I had everything packed, maps, drive to, four and a half hours away from the Canadian border, and I was going to take back roads there because I know they'd shut off the major highways. And I get out of here from Canada, I could go anywhere. Because if they did that, there'd be chaos like we've never seen before. So when you're messing with a country like North Korea, dirty bombs going off. Imagine one going off in San Francisco, L.A., Atlanta, Boston, Philadelphia, New York, Chicago. The entire system closes down. And then we have a moron to replace the other low-life moron, Susan Rice, to replace the other moron, low-life, Samantha Power, to place the other lowlifes that have been our U.S. and U.N. ambassadors, saying that it's insulting to ask the United States to push for peace rather than war. Insulting. Hey, you heard Trump, boy. He won't talk. No time to talk. Yep. No time to talk. Talking to North Korea is not the answer. What's the answer, jerk? But instead, the media focuses on these other issues. There's a great story in the Financial Times of the weekend. Value of Japan missile drills called into question. Nationwide emergency measures underline how North Korea has the means to threaten to disrupt the vastly richer neighbor. So as you know, after the United States launched these games, North Korea shot a missile over Japan. So there's this picture of people kneeling down, holding their heads in an emergency shelter. This is way after the missile. It takes a couple of minutes for the missile to get there. But they're still doing these drills. It's like when I was in school, used to have us hiding under the desks, duck and cover, and adults telling us what to do. The same moronic adults, Habu, that are telling us what to do now, had us hiding under the desks in duck and cover drills during the Cold War. Grow up, everybody. You got maniacs and morons running and ruining our lives. So thank you for tuning in. Please support OccupyPeace.us or anything you'd like to bring peace on earth, goodwill toward men and women. This is Gerald Celente, and that's Trends This Week.
Sitter on your bisha olo ideva, idevene sempre pa calare dal manedene. Se ci picchia bande se pa calare, picchia mia.